your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My name is Joe DiBiase, and I believe Titanic is an all-time classic film.
I'm Jordan Hansgen, and do you think that because it's good, or that it's like...
I think the story arc, I think the popularity, I think just it's an overall... I mean, what's wrong with the story?
Do you like the dialogue?
Okay, the dialogue's not perfect, but
the dialogue is horrific.
Oh, it's not horrific. It's not great.
Nobody says each other's names that many times.
So what's wrong with that?
No, when you address your friends, you don't always say, like, I don't always say Joe.
No. Joe. In fact, I rarely hear you say it.
Joe. They say Rose and Jack a trillion times.
Okay.
Every time they speak to each other, it's Rose or Jack. Nobody addresses each other by name that much.
So you would want to tell me that it's what? It's just a fine 90s movie, and that's leave it there?
I think it's a pretty bad movie that's like hyped up way too much. Now, I think it's fun to watch. Like until it gets really sad. But like it's fun to make fun of.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where I can imagine sitting down with you to watch it and we're just laughing at every third.
Well, it's like Cal is funny because of how, like, all he does is a guy that spews bad takes.
I have a child.
And then he turns into like a psychopath. Like he's just like okay with murdering all of a sudden at the end.
Yeah.
But he's in the beginning, I think there's a line where she's like, oh, I love this painting. It's from this guy named Picasso. And he's like, oh, it'll never be good. Like nobody will ever like that guy. And it's like, he just makes like terrible calls all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is like, I mean, the story itself, like it's a true story. Like it's a super sad, true story. And they made up a fake story instead of just telling somebody's real story.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I guess that's true.
But I'm okay. I mean, did you just watch it recently? Is that why you thought of it?
I did. I needed something to watch as I was going to bed. And usually when I'm like falling asleep to something, I choose something I've seen before. And it just happened that Titanic was like the number two most popular thing on Netflix right now. So I'm like, I'll throw that on.
I think I have a child is one of the best lines. I put the diamond in the coat and I put the coat on her. That's a great one. And I always win Jack is an all-timer.
Yeah. Anyways.
Always win Jack is my favorite. I think that's my favorite.
It is the Locked On Sabres podcast, Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hansken. We are recording 48 hours away from the opener. I will be in Nashville for the opener. Is there going to be anywhere? No, what am I talking about? I'm going, no matter where I am, I would have to ask to have that game put on. There's nowhere in Nashville, Tennessee, where Sabres Canadiens is going to be on one of the screens, especially when there's going to be Thursday Night Football. Predators, I'm thinking about going to a game. You've been to Carolina. You had fun going to Carolina this past year?
Yes, it was fun. It was a playoff game. I've never been to one. Thank you, Sabres.
Oh, right, playoffs.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was interesting not to have a rooting interest.
Yep.
Like it was a very unique perspective, not having a rooting interest for a game you're at. But yeah, like I would recommend going to other games. I mean, it would be a lot better, of course, if the Sabres were playing. But take what you can get. And Nashville is probably a cool environment. Feel bad for the catfish, though.
It's one of those places that seems to kind of give you more in terms of the in-arena atmosphere, like live music between intermissions, although you can get live music everywhere in Nashville, it seems. Hopefully you're going to be able to find that out. But anyways, the opener is Thursday night. We've got final rosters that have been decided. Today, Kyle Okposo and Zemgus Girgensons were given the A's, and it seems they're just going to go with those two for the year as kind of the leaders on the ice wearing the letters. No surprise there. We've got lines that are being drummed up that we'll go through in a second here. And then we got a new fun game. I don't know what we're on, the Golden Wheel. the golden wheel of death, maybe is what we'll call it. It's a kind of an idea that I'm spinning off, no pun intended, from the Dan Le Batard show. And theirs is the golden bucket of death. So I don't want the name to sound exactly the same. Maybe just the golden wheel of whatever, and we'll figure out the name of it. But the mechanics of it are not quite figured out. But we're essentially going to spin the wheel. Jordan, this is what we're going to do. We're going to figure out punishments and stuff too. So it's kind of it's a half idea, but I wanted to get it rolling before the opener. So we're going to start it tonight where I've got a prize wheel of every Sabres name that's going to dress on Thursday night on it. And we are going to have to spin, and you're going to get a name that comes up, and you're going to decide whether or not you want to spin again or take that player. And the goal is to land on a player who will score a goal in Thursday night's game. Maybe we should be rewarded is what should happen if we land on a guy who ends up scoring a goal. So that's how we're going to play. It's going to be us kind of guessing at who's going to score. Any nicknames coming to mind right here, or should we keep workshop
for the game itself, or like,
yes, the golden wheel of I don't know. We want to be rewarded at the end of it. If we're landing on a name, and we say we want to keep that name, and then he scores a goal, we should be rewarded in some way. But I'm not yet sure how to.
We have to find one where we get punished in some way.
You think
it'd be like you don't want to use plus minus probably, but like,
no,
that guy's a minus two.
Everyone's going to be a minus this year.
No, we're making the playoffs, right?
Okay,
is that what we're going in as? We're hyped up.
So
we're 0-0. We have the same record as the Lightning right now.
So they do for now. And the Lightning are playing right now. So I'm sure that might already be about to be over. So we're going to do that in the second half of today's show. I've got some trivia in a second here and then some line combinations as well. But let's start with the trivia. Did you see my tweets about the list of active players to start the season that have played and played against the Sabres in a playoff game?
I have not, so I guess this is good, right? I don't have any background.
Yes, so there's four active players in the NHL that have played for the Buffalo Sabres in a playoff game. Feel like it should have been more? More than four?
More than four?
I think that's about what I would have guessed.
So the last time the Sabres were in the playoffs was 2011.
Right, so there's four guys who played for the Sabres in not necessarily, well, they all would have played in 2011, yeah.
Okay.
A couple of them played before that.
I think I can name a few.
All right. Let's hear them. There's only
Marcus Foligno.
That is incorrect. 0 for 1.
He wasn't on the team in 2011?
No, he gets there in like 13, I think, a couple years after. Good guess, though.
Could have sworn he was on the team.
Yeah, he's not.
Not good. No.
You've got a couple of... Oh, that's way too easy of a giveaway if I would have just said that. I would say only one guy is still got like years left. The other three are just about done.
So is Tyler Ennis still playing?
Yes. He just signed yesterday with the Ottawa Senators. So Tyler Ennis is correct. He played 13 playoff games for the Sabres in 2010 and 2011. Remember 2010, he shows up as a rookie late in the year and is dynamite in the playoffs. So that's one. So
Tyler Ennis, that was good.
Yeah.
We're on to something now. Nathan Gerby, is he still on Columbus?
Yes, good. That's the hardest one. You got it. He's on IR with Columbus. He played 39 games the last 2 years, a bit of a betweener in the NHL now, but 2011, Gerby played for the Sabres. And 2010, 9 games played. So 2 games in the Boston series, 7 in the Philly series 10 years ago.
So now there's one that's supposed to be easier than Gerby?
Both I would think are a little easier than Gerby. I think.
Two more.
Yeah. These guys are more obviously active, I would say.
Obviously active.
Both are defensemen. Could I have
a position?
Defensemen.
They're both defensemen?
They're both defensemen. One of which was just named to his Olympic squad.
Olympic squad.
Does that make it harder or easier, you think, to get this?
I think it makes it harder. So it's a weird Olympic team. It's a weird one.
It's a little bit weird, a little bit of a weird Olympic team in terms of like, they're not going to win gold or even come close.
Oh, is it Andre Sequeira?
Reggie, you got him. 2010 and 2011. He's still active with the Dallas Stars. And then you have the final guy here who I would say was the most impactful of these four on that 2011 team.
Oh my.
He's a defenseman. He was like the number one defenseman on that team, I would say.
Oh.
He's under contract with his current team for a bajillion years.
Tyler Myers?
Tyler Myers, 2010 and 11. He is now playing for the Vancouver Canucks. Ennis Myers, Gerby Sequeira. What do you think is easier or harder?
Are we sure Marc-Andre Grignani wasn't the most impactful defenseman on that team?
He did lead them in points that series. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say no. Do you think it's easier or harder to name the 12 active NHL players that played against the Sabres in a playoff game?
I think it would be harder to name all 12, but it's
let's see how many you can get without a mistake. Try. Let's see how many you can get without a mistake.
Mm. Okay. See, I don't want to mess up like already.
Okay,
like,
then I'll say
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yes, he started two games. He's the only goaltender.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? There's one goalie left in the NHL that played the Sabres in a playoff game, and he got pulled immediately.
Claude Giroux.
Claude Giroux, 2011 Flyers, all seven games.
Patrice Bergeron.
Yes, six games in 2010.
Brad Marchand.
No, Marchand.
He wasn't on that team.
He played for Boston in the regular season and later in the playoffs, but he did not play in that series, weirdly.
Okay. Well, I can still keep going because then, all right.
Yes.
Is Jakub Voracek still playing?
He's on the Blue Jackets, but he did not play. He was not on the Flyers yet. He was on the Blue Jackets at the time.
Okay. So, James Van Riemsdyk.
Yes, who was back on the Flyers, 2011 Philadelphia against the Sabres, all seven games.
Okay. I feel like I'm missing.
You've got some Boston guys to get to.
Boston guys. Yeah.
You've got a couple of Ottawa guys to get to.
Chara's still playing.
Chara is Ottawa and Boston. He is on the New York Islanders for people who missed that.
Chara is still playing. Spezza's still playing.
Spezza's on the Leafs. He played against the Sabres in 06 and 07 for the Senators. You also have a guy on here who is he's the number one center for his team playing tonight.
Oh, wait.
That hint may have made it harder because I don't think you know that this guy is even maybe playing center anymore. He's been pressed into duty because of injuries.
Number one center. There's only four teams playing tonight.
Yeah. The Penguins, the Lightning, the Kraken, and the Golden Knights.
Golden Knights.
It's Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh, by the way. Pittsburgh's number one center tonight. Because Crosby and Malkin
are out. Crosby and Malkin are out.
Yep. You might have forgot entirely this guy's even here. He played maybe 10 games for them last year.
It's not like, was he a Sabre before?
No, he played for the Flyers in both 06 and 2011 against the Sabres.
Oh, geez. Who is this guy?
Any other hints?
I feel stupid.
He shares a number with your boy JJ Paterka.
I don't know JJ Paterka's number.
77. Jeff Carter is the answer.
Oh my gosh, really?
Jeff Carter is centering the Penguins first line tonight. He played 10 playoff games against the Sabres.
The hints actually
make it harder.
Like, I just wouldn't have guessed that Jeff Carter played for the Penguins.
Right. I completely forgot. You've got a couple of Bruins who are now on different teams, but were great young players at the time. You've got a guy that played against the Sabres in the 1999 playoffs that's still active.
It was Dougie Hamilton was on the Bruins.
He was, but he does not go back to
2010. Not on that team. Yeah.
No.
So they were good young players on the Bruins.
Yeah.
Oh, was. See, this I'm losing like years. Like Sagan's not on the Bruins at the time.
Sagan was not on the Bruins at the time.
Okay. See, your hints are throwing me off.
I think you've only got Bruins left. Only guys that played for the Bruins against the Sabres in the playoffs.
I try to block that series out of my mind because it was so frustrating.
Remember, one of them was you've got, one, two, three, four. No, you've got three guys left that played against the Sabres for the Bruins in 2010. And you've got a guy who played for the Bruins against the Sabres in 99.
So my guess is Tim Thomas played in net that year.
No.
Who played in net?
He's also not active.
I know he's not active.
Oh, interesting here. So Tuukka Rask played against the Sabres in that series, but he's not on my list. NHL.com, I guess, doesn't consider him active. He's not signed, I think.
Okay.
Same way Eric Staal is not signed, and he is not. He's not on here either.
So it's only Bruins left?
Only
they're good.
Bruins and one. I missed one Montreal Canadian. No, what did I just do? No, I'm looking at a list of the Canadian. I'm looking at a list of the Canadiens' lines. And you have one Carolina Hurricane.
Does Justin Williams still play?
No. He does not. What do you want here? Do you want hints?
Jordan Staal, does he still play?
You want me to give you teams? Will you want me to give their current team?
Yeah, I got my loss.
All right, the Carolina guy will do last. One of the Boston guys is on the Winnipeg Jets.
Blake Wheeler.
Six games against the Sabres in 2010. The Calgary Flames.
Offense?
Forward, yep.
And he's good?
He was good. I would say he stinks now.
Oh boy.
Big old dinosaur now on skates.
Oh, Lucic.
Lucic played against the Sabres.
Dinosaur gave that one away.
I'm going to give you Johnny Boychuk because I'm going to give you two guys that I don't even really think should count. Johnny Boychuk is on this list because he's technically under contract for the Islanders.
I should remember that one. That was a famous Sabre playoff moment.
Yeah. He took Vanek out of the series.
Right.
Boychuk is technically, he said he's retired, but the Islanders have him on his long-term injured reserve for like cap reasons, one of those. Zach Rinaldo is on this list. One game played.
That one would have been tough.
Game five against the Flyers. But here's the thing about that. He's not really active. The Blue Jackets sent him to the AHL. He refused to get vaccinated. And because they didn't want him like stopping that team from being able to travel over the border, they said, all right, we're just going to ask him to not show up. We're still going to honor the contract, but he's not playing for us anywhere. So that's happening with him. He also only played 1 minute and 56 seconds in the one game he played against the Sabres. So I guess he kind of counts. And then you've got one guy, you've got two guys left. The Bruins in 99 and the Hurricanes in 07.
Huh?
Yes. Bruins in 99. As a 19-year-old, he played against the Buffalo Sabres in the playoffs.
Is Joe Thornton?
Joe Thornton, who is on the?
He is on the Leafs.
He's on the Florida Panthers.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is. You better believe it.
Why?
What a moment. One of the top five moments in podcast history when Jordan found out Joe Thornton is a Florida Panther. That's amazing.
The NHL does this, like, these, like, big-name guys, they, like, sneak past you in these moves.
Yeah.
Like, the NHL likes to, like, sneak news past you.
Yeah. And then, finally, you've got a Carolina Hurricane that played against the Sabres in 06, who is currently an Arizona Coyote.
Was he good?
He was good. I would say he was good, not great.
Coyote.
You, I mean, teams. You should. The Coyotes makes it tough. He was on the Islanders before.
The Coyotes. Islanders. And he's a forward?
He's a forward.
Corey Stillman. I don't know.
It is Andrew Ladd.
Oh, okay. Okay. That one I wouldn't have guessed. That Andrew one I would have.
Ladd. Yeah, he's a Coyote.
Andrew Ladd was on the Hurricanes in 2006.
He was. Huh. The last one of a stupid championship team.
I would have thought he was just a thrasher forever.
Right. So that's the list. How do we feel? 12 guys left that played against
that him. That was hard.
That played for him. That was hard. All right. So let's do one more thing before we get to our golden wheel game here. Let's go through the Sabres lines at practice today. Now that we kind of have a finalized roster and just kind of get our quick takes on it. Today practice, we had Casey Mittelstadt centering the top line with Jeff Skinner on his left and Vinny Hinostroza on the right. Line two, the Tage Thompson center experiment continues. He was centering Victor Olofsson and Rasmus Asplund. Line three, Dylan Cousins centering Drake Kajula and Anders Bjork. Although Kajula got injured on one of the plays and had to leave practice early, I don't think we have an update on his status. Line four, Cody Eakin centering Kyle Okposo and Zemgus Girgensons. And then you had Arttu Ruotsalainen and John Hayden rotating in as extras. Blue line, Rasmus Dahlin, Henry Jokiharju on the top pair. Jacob Bryson, Colin Miller on the second pair. Robert Hagg and Mark Pesek on the third pair, and Will Butcher was rotating in as an extra. Of all those combinations I just read to you, what sounds like the most interesting thing to you?
I thought the surprise, well, Tage Thompson's, I think, the most interesting. If I had to say most interesting, it's Tage Thompson at center. Like, that's something to actually, like, yo, what? Like, that's a thing that, if that could develop into something, that could just be beneficial to the Sabres. I don't have high hopes for it, mm-hmm. but I'm intrigued by it at least. One thing I don't like is I don't like the fact that Ruotsalainen's not playing.
Yes, that's for sure.
Like, I don't know what they gain from having Cody Eakin out there. I really don't. Like, I don't get it.
Me neither.
There's nothing, like, he's not going to be on the team long term. He's not good. So what's the point in playing him over a kid?
Yeah.
I just don't see it. I don't understand it. Now I know that they're probably thinking like, oh, we need a checking line. There's our checking line. But like, mm-hmm. they stink. Like, it's not going to be a great checking line. Like, they'll hustle. Like, I'll never doubt, like, Okposo or Girgensons or even Eakins, like, never doubt the hustle, but it's like, it's not like they're going to help you out when they're playing up against Crosby.
Right.
Like, they're not going to stop anybody. So it's like, you might as well just play the kids and lose 8-5.
Let's lose it. I will take 8-5 losses all season.
Every game. Absolutely. Absolutely. So. And you should. It's just like, I don't know. It makes me mad that Ruotsalainen's like the guy that gets healthy scratch when it's like he's the one that needs experience because we need to know if he's good or not.
Right. Yeah. My biggest problem too, Ruotsalainen not being in. I don't think Thompson at center is going to work. I don't think he has the hockey IQ really to pull it off. But I like that they're experimenting. I was the guy yelling from the rooftops about putting Sam Reinhart at center for 10 years that I can appreciate trying something like that, especially this season. Over the top with, did you see the Dahlin thing? Jeff Merrick of Sportsnet on Tuesday had said on his podcast that he had heard speculation in league circles that Don Granato was considering trying Rasmus Dahlin at forward at some point this season, similar to what the Sabres did with Phil Housley at forward as a young player in the 80s. That's much further than Thompson at center. But again, I'll try anything for a game. Yeah, let's see what Dahlin looks like at forward. I don't care.
Kind of like what we did with John Scott at defense.
I would say not quite like that because that was just like we were in a pinch. This would be like, well, what happens if it works? If he's great, he's going to leave him out there.
Just becomes a wing.
He's just, I will always reference this. Craig, I don't know why I remember it, but Craig Button of TSN said before the 2018 draft that if Dahlin was a center, he would still be the easy number one pick. That's how talented he was. So maybe
so it's just like taking pressure off him. Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, like freeing him up a little bit, kind of letting him be a little bit more creative with the puck offensively. But I don't know. He hasn't played it since before he was at Frölunda. So like, what is that? 15, 16 years old. The last time he played center. No, before that, even probably like 13 or 14.
I mean, he is young enough that if you wanted to make a switch, you could. But it's also
Buffalo did it.
Buffalo did do it. He went the other way.
Right. That's right. Brent Burns went from D to forward back to D.
Right. Like it has been done. It's not like it's outrageous to think that it could be something that they do.
Sure.
I don't know how I feel about it. What's more valuable? Like probably like the center. Right. But like I'd much rather have him play defense than wing.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think it's probably going to happen anyway. That's kind of come out since, but again, just the idea of experimenting in such ways, I'm good with it. All right, before we get to our golden wheel, let's take a quick timeout to talk to you about DirecTV Stream. It's a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there is no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That is DirecTV.com. And before we get back into the podcast here, Locked On Sabres, Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin, how about rockauto.com? Save time and money when using Rock Auto, and why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Joe DiBiase, Jordan Hanskin here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. All right, we're not going to be able to hear it, Jordan, but we're going to have some funny music going beneath us as we do this golden wheel. Again, the rules are that we are each going to get a spin, and then we are going to decide whether or not we want to keep that player, or we're going to spin again and get another player. And the goal is to land on a guy who is going to score in the upcoming Sabres matchup. That will be Thursday night against the Montreal Canadiens. And we're going to have to figure out potential rewards or punishments over the course of the season. Do you want to spin first or second? I'll let you spin first.
That sound good? I was going to say you could open that up to Twitter. Let them decide what rewards and punishments could be.
I like that. All right. We'll send a tweet out.
Ideas, at least.
Yeah, definitely. At Locked On Sabres. We'll send a tweet out. All right. Spin one for Jordan. Let's see who he gets.
Eakin.
Oh, Eakin. All right. Do you keep Eakin or do you spin again?
How many chances do I get?
You get two. So if you spin
the
again,
next one I have to take.
Yeah,
I will not take Eakin.
Okay, so you're going to spin again.
Sure.
All right. Jordan's second spin. He put Cody Eakin back on the wheel. And he gets Jacob Bryson. Now, it was close there. Bryson and Joki Haru were back-to-back. Who did you want as that was slowing down?
I would rather have Joki Haru, but I think Bryson's a little bit of a wild card, so I'm kind of excited for it.
Bryson's also been the point man on the second power play unit. So
that's good.
That might help you a little bit. All right.
So it'll be tough for him to score, I think.
So I cannot get Bryson. You think tough for him to score? A little wrist shot from the point goes off a defender's leg or something. You know, a cheap backdoor.
It'll be tough for everybody on this team to score, though, to be honest.
Probably. They might not score. They just might not score. That's very possible. All right. I'm going to spin again. By the way, we have two special slots on here. We're going to maybe try to create some more. I've got a European slot.
European, I love.
Which you can pick.
Any European scores.
You get to pick any European. I like that way. No, you just, if any European.
I was thinking like, oh, this is the one you want. You just have better odds.
You get multiple players. Right. And then the other one is the Golden Sword, which is just an automatic win. an automatic win. That's on here as well. But okay, we'll have some more fun ones like that over the course of the year. All right, here's my first spin. Nope, I don't like this. Colin Miller. Colin Miller,
I think he's got a better chance than Bryson.
They're both on that power play. Now, Bryson's been at the point, and Miller's been on the wall. He's got a big shot. So I guess he's the one-timer man on the second unit. Defenseman, though. I'm going to take my chances at getting a forward. I'm going to spin again. All right, I'm putting Colin Miller back on the wheel. And I get Steven Cousins. Drake Kajula. All right, now here's the thing, though. He's injured. So do I just, if he doesn't play Thursday, do I have to spin, should I spin again for my backup, or do I just,
yeah, let's give you a backup option.
All right, this is the backup option. We're going to spin again. Give me that golden sword. Then I can root for Kajula to miss. It's going to be Colin Miller again, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Colin Miller. All right. Colin Miller. So it's Drake Kajula for me if he plays, and if he doesn't, it's Colin Miller. All right, so we've got two defensemen going head-to-head. They should be riveting. That second power play unit, every time they come out, we'll be rooting against each other. All right, excited for Thursday?
Yes. Like I said, 0-0. We have the same chance as everybody else.
Yep. Miracles. All right.
Let them happen.
We're going to be recording. I'm going to be recording after Thursday's game. So we'll have a recap for you. I'll be live in Nashville. The podcast obviously won't be live, but that's going to do it for us on today's podcast. We'll start to incorporate, by the way, some betting throughout the course of the year, especially if the season really starts to get away from the Sabres really quick. We'll team up with our partners over at Bet Online they've got more options this year. You can bet specific, what we just did, basically. We can attach odds to that. Like, there's odds on Jacob Bryson to score a goal on Thursday night. You can bet on things as specific as that. There's prop bets that have been added for the National Hockey League this season. So a lot of betting stuff we're going to incorporate on this year's show. And Jordan's going to be betting the Flyers at home again?
No. but I think Sabre overs sounds good.
Sabre overs. The goaltending is going to be porous, to say the least.
The goaltending is going to be bad. And we're not going to – I don't think the Sabres are going to be this, uber defensive, let's keep it tight game team.
No, they're talking games, about wanting to play up and down.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to, if they play a good team that scores a lot, they're going to try to keep pace.
Right.
Or they're going to try to take deep shots on them. They're going to be like the Counter-Strike soccer team.
Yes, they're going to be Leicester.
Yeah, they're gonna be aggressive, and I think that it's
And I do not mean by that they're gonna win the championship this year, because their odds are probably better.
I think on Thursday I'm gonna take Sabre Montreal over.
Okay, I think we'll see what the number is. I don't think that's out yet, but we'll see. Jordan says take the over. All right, that's gonna do it for us on today's podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports. Jordan's at JR Hanskin. Check out our YouTube channel, Locked On Sabres. We'll talk to you Thursday here on the Locked On Sabres podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.